have to get started. For Crescent Valley Public Charter School 2, operated by Destin's Charter High School Incorporated. And some housekeeping items for this meeting. Please place your phones on mute until such a time as you are presenting or asking to speak. When addressing the board, please announce your full name first. Speak clearly. And when we get to the staff introduction portion of the agenda, I will call in order corporate officers, school staff, school legal counsel, advisors who are supporting agenda items or presenting, and then other staff who wish to introduce themselves. When I call for a motion, board members, please give your full and state that you are making the motion. And when you make the second again, please place your full name in front and then that you're making a second. And then we will do roll call votes for all votes. And that is the housekeeping items. Meeting logistics. On March 17, 2020, Governor Newsom issued Executive Order 10-29-20 related to the COVID-19 pandemic. The executive order allows state bodies covered by the Brown Act to hold public meetings via teleconferencing. As such, the April Charter School Board Governing Board meeting will be held via the format of teleconferencing. The public is encouraged to participate in the meeting telephonically by dialing the conference line listed above and may submit written comments for prior consideration to the board members. Comments can be submitted to bmendoza@crescentvalley2.org. Public comment on the day of the meeting can also be given during the public comment section of the meeting agenda. Vanessa, do we have any public comments?
No public comments have been submitted.
Thank you, Vanessa. Reasonable accommodation will be provided for any individual with a disability. Please see the accommodations list and notice. As required by state law SB 126, this meeting will be audio recorded and posted on the charter school's website. Item 1, opening items. I call this meeting to order and roll call. Michael Adams is here. Ruth Jewell.
Here.
Marvin Smith.
Marvin Smith here.
Dana Clark.
Dana Clark here.
James Lott.
James Lott here.
Thank you, and we are all present and accounted for. Item C, Pledge of Allegiance. James, will you please lead us in the pledge?
You say James?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Okay, ready, begin.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America,
and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God,
Indivisible, with liberty, and justice for all. Thank you, Mr. Lott. Staff introductions. This time, staff members are invited to state their names and titles, starting with corporate officers.
Jeff Brown, Chief Executive Officer.
Jerry Vincent, Corporate CFO Secretary.
Thank you very much. School staff.
Shelly Haynes, hi, Superintendent.
Thank you, Shelly.
Lindsay Bond, Principal.
Thank you, Lindsay.
Ashley Taylor, LCC.
Thank you, Ashley. Anyone else? Okay, moving on. School Legal Counsel.
Yes, Bill Thompson, here for Legal Counsel for the school. Melissa?
Melissa Auburn from Bill Thompson's office.
Thank you. Number 4, advisors who are supporting agenda items are presenting.
Nicole Perkins, Senior Director of Services, LLE.
Thank you.
Hi, Gita Sarisi, Chief Financial Officer with LLAC.
Thank you, Gita.
Hello, go ahead.
Araceli Mayoro, Senior Director of Finance with LLAC.
Claudia Wall, Senior VP of Finance with LLAC.
Hi, Michelle Lopez.
Thank you.
And Michelle Lopez, Counsel, LLAC.
Thank you, Michelle. Other staff who wish to introduce themselves at this point in time?
Hello, it's Dr. John Fox. I'm Director of LCAP and Accountability.
Thank you, John. Okay, at this time, we'll move on to item E, May I hear a motion to approve the agenda for the April 20th, 2020 regular public meeting of the Board of Directors?
Dana Clark, so moved.
Thank you.
Ruth,
you want a
second?
Okay, Ruth will get the second on that one. Any further discussion? Roll call vote. Michael Adams is aye. Ruth Newell.
Ruth Newell, aye.
Marvin Smith.
Marvin Smith, aye.
Dana Clark.
Dana Clark, aye.
James Lott.
James Lott, aye.
Passes with 5 yes votes. Item F. May I hear a motion to approve the minutes of the February 26, 2020 regular public meeting of the Board of Directors?
I so move, James Lott.
Thank you.
Second, Ruth Newell.
Thank you, Ruth. Any further discussion? Roll call. Michael Adams is aye. Ruth Newell.
Ruth Newell, aye.
Marvin Smith.
Marvin Smith, aye.
Dana Clark.
Dana Clark, aye.
James Lott.
James Lott, aye.
And that passes with 5 yes votes. Item 2, consent agenda. All items listed under the consent agenda are considered by the board to be routine and consistent with approved policies and practices of the charter school. The board will be asked to approve all of the consent agenda items by a single vote unless requested by a board member to be discussed and considered for action separately. I'll read the consent agenda items. Number 1, the board will be asked to approve the revised EL master plan. And number 2, the board will be asked to approve the disposal of obsolete technology equipment belonging to the school. Is there any board member who would like an item removed from the agenda for discussion at this time? Hearing none, I'll hear a motion to approve consent agenda items 1 and 2.
So moved by Ruth Newell.
Thank
Marvin
you, Ruth.
Smith, second.
Thank you, Marvin. Roll call. Michael Adams is aye. Ruth Newell.
Ruth Newell, aye.
Marvin Smith.
Marvin Smith, aye.
Dana Clark.
Dana Clark, aye.
Jim Lott.
Jim Lott, aye.
Thank you. That passes with 5 yes votes. Public comment, item 3. At this time, members of the public may address the board on any item within the subject matter jurisdiction of the board, whether or not the item is on the agenda. If you would like to participate in public comment, you must have signed in before the commencement of the meeting. Also, our teleconference line is open to members of the public who wish to participate in public comment. The time allotted for presentation will not exceed 3 minutes, except in the case where a member of the public utilizes a translator, in which case the time allotted will not exceed 6 minutes. The total time allotted for public comments will not exceed 18 minutes per agenda item, or 10 minutes for non-agenda items. In accordance with the Brown Act, no action may occur at this time, but it is the board's prerogative to hold a brief discussion, provide information to the public, provide direction to staff, or schedule the matter for a future meeting. Is there any member of the public on the line at this point who would like to make a comment? Hearing none, we'll move on to item 4, school reports and information. Item A, area superintendent update, and that's Shelley.
Good afternoon, everyone. Shelley Haynes here. Part of my update today, I'd like to maybe walk us back in time. What seems like an eternity ago was actually only about 6 weeks ago. In the beginning of March, all of the talk of COVID and coronavirus is coming around, and we were planning for our school to stay open and see it through, and then as March moved, as we moved later in March, we found ourselves having to make some really tough decisions and decided on March 13th, which was a Friday, and we saw some of the bigger districts in the state choosing to go remote or to close their schools. And so it was on that day, towards the end of the day, that we decided that the best decision for the safety of our staff and students was to go remote as well. So at Crescent Valley, we decided to come back March 16th and 17th with students and staff so we could get kids and staff prepared to go remote. We had 2 days to do that. We invited students in to come and get packets, to get laptops, or whatever support we could give them on those 2 days. And then on March 18th, we had staff only on campus to kind of do a wellness check. Is everybody ready to rock and roll? So we had a staff meeting that day and a check-in. And from that day forward, we've been remote. We're about five and a half weeks into this remote status. And so the rest of the report will be just giving you an update on what remote means to us and what that means to our staff and students. So with today being April 20th, we're actually just over a month, about five and a half weeks in. Our staff is still doing weekly check-ins, weekly staff meetings via either Zoom or Google Hangout or Microsoft Teams. Our students are also in touch at least weekly with their teachers or counselors or, you know, whoever that tutor if they need help. A couple of statistics I'd like to share about Crescent Valley is that since the closure, we've been able to maintain contact with 87% of our students, and those who we have not been able to make contact with, we're referring to counselors, school psych, administrators, our student reports, our student retention specialists. So we are not giving up. We are still pushing to get 100% of our students in contact with us. Because we're remote, a lot of our students don't have laptops or hotspots for internet connectivity. And so far, we've given laptops to 16% of our student population, and we have another shipment coming in today, as a matter of fact. So the students who are still on the list will get a laptop probably tomorrow morning. We are still in need of hotspots. We have 51 students who still say they have a laptop, but they don't have internet. And so coming into hotspots has been especially difficult because the entire world needs them at this point. So there's, you know, a fight for hotspots. We do have a lead on some hotspots, but we're still looking at probably a few weeks out in order to get those. We have 29 students who have already graduated. We expect 75 graduates by August. And during this closure, we've had two students actually finish all of their requirements and have graduated. Continuing services that are being provided, obviously academic services by teachers and tutors. We have counseling, mental health, academic, and college career counseling support as needed. We are offering resources for food and shelter and any other community resources that our kids might need, as well as technology and connectivity support. And then I'm also here along with Lindsay Boggs and Ashley Taylor if you have any questions for us.
Thank you. Any questions or comments from the board?
Hey, Shelley Ruth Newell, can we confirm if we're doing any type of food for the kids that need food or lunches and meals?
Sure, great question. We actually contract with Lunchbox Food Service, and for the first 2 weeks, we had food on site every single day. And what we found is that very few kids were actually coming in to get the food resources because they were going to school districts that were closer to them. All school districts right now are offering free food to any child 0 to 18. And so instead of coming to our school, they were going to the schools that were closer. So we don't provide food on campus now, but we do have security at every campus. So if somebody does come in, we can let them know where is the closest place to go to your house.
Great. Thank you so much.
Sure thing.
Thank you. Any questions, other questions or comments from the board? Hearing none, we'll move on to item B, LCAP goals and metrics. Shelley?
Yes, me too. So this is the time of the year that we're starting the process of getting stakeholder input to create our 2020-2023 LCAP plan. So the California Board of Education recently added new metrics this year to the LCAP. And so I'm going to talk briefly about our priority goals and metrics that we're considering for the next year. And all of these metrics are aligned to the state priorities in accordance to the LCFS statute. So I'm gonna just briefly let you know what our four priority goals are, and then give you one metric to explain each goal. So goal number one is to increase student retention, and just as background for that, one of those metrics would be decreasing our dropout rate. Currently, our baseline is less than 1%. Compared to nationally, a 15% dropout rate, in California is a 17% dropout rate. Goal number two is to increase our credit completion. Our graduation rate is about 89%, and nationally it's 84%, and California is 83% for comparison. This is particularly important right now that we're on remote because our students are having to find the new norm of credit completion. They're at home right now, and the struggle is technology and just having access. So it's definitely a focus every day. Goal number three is students will gain skills for college and career readiness. And one of those metrics is to make sure that 100% of pupils have access to materials. And it's also very relevant right now in our remote learning situation, is making sure that 100% of our kids have access through technology since we're remote. And we're getting laptops and internet as fast as we can so that we can provide the resources to students. And that will continue to be a goal moving forward that we will build into our LCAP. And then goal number four is increasing stakeholder engagement. Also super relevant right now, how do we keep our students and parents involved? And one of the ways that we're focusing on now, which I think will be very beneficial moving forward, is inviting our parents via Zoom phone call like we're doing now. Parents won't have to come into the center to do that. We can actually engage them digitally. So that is super cool. And what we're asking now is for our board members, who are also our stakeholders, if there are any suggestions or input that you might have now as we start the process.
Thank you, Shelley. Are there any questions or comments or additions by board members? Hearing none, we'll move on to item C, finance update, budget planning, and revision to the credit agreement with Harmony Bank. Shelley?
Yes, so for this one, I would like to defer to our financial advisor. I have Araceli Mayoro on the phone, and she's going to help support with this.
Hi, good afternoon, board. This is Araceli Mayoro. I'm the Senior Director of Finance with LLAC, and I will be presenting the finance update for budget planning and revision to the line of credit with Hanley for Crescent Valley. The budgeting planning, Crescent Valley 2, it's working on its budget for the fiscal year 2021, which will be presented to the board for approval in June. The superintendent is coordinating with the finance team from LLAC to work on their staffing plans, purchases, operations, and any discretionary expenditures at the site levels. They're also establishing expenditure goals that will be monitored during the 2021 fiscal year. The budget process is facing challenges due to the COVID-19 pandemic. The economic impact of the COVID-19 to the schools will probably come to light on the state's May revision to the budget, when the statutory COLA for the 2021 will be finalized. And we will also know about potential deferrals at that time, which according to FGMA could come as soon as June 2020. Changes to COLA will affect the budget, and payments deferrals will impact the school cash flow. Potential reductions in COLA will also decrease the school's revenue, and the school leadership is identifying discretionary expenditures in the budget that can be reduced in preparation for closer financial oversight for this fiscal year. The school leadership is also preparing for potential payments deferral that could affect the school's cash flow. The school is monitoring cash on a weekly basis, and superintendents are preparing to delay discretionary purchases or services based on cash conditions. The school's reserves will also play an important in supporting its daily operations and facing economic uncertainties at this point. We will also like to inform the board that at this time, we don't have any new updates to the line of credits with Hanmibank. So that concludes the budget planning and revision. Does the board have any questions for us?
Any questions or comments from the board at this time? Thank you, Shelley and RSLA. Item D, update, filing process for annual form 990, return of organization exempt from income tax. Jerry?
Yes, sir. Thank you, board. The Form 990 is a tax return. It is in the process of being completed. It will be filed timely, and you will be provided with a draft copy of the form when we receive it. And if you don't have any questions, that's it for me. Thank you.
Thank you. Any questions or comments from the board? If not, we'll move on to item E, legal update, COVID-19 and legislative matters. Bill?
Yes, thank you. Wanted to follow up on some really good remarks by Shelley. I hope all of you, and I'm sure you do, realize just how quickly she and her staff and everyone else jumped on this transition in these extraordinary times that we all of a sudden found ourselves in. We look at it now, and it you know, sometimes it seems like it's been months, and other times it seems like it was only a couple of weeks ago when everything changed. And your school staff have really been good about jumping on this and doing the things that need to be done. You know, finding just the comment that Shelley made about finding hotspots. You know, it's not, things that used to be easy to do are really challenging right now, and they're addressing those things. And it kind of leads into what I wanted to talk about, because Araceli brought up an important point too, and that is that the support that the school needs from finance to make sure that we can address our cash flow needs and move forward in these uncertain times and be ready to continue to educate the students we educate. The one thing that's interesting is school districts are just as challenged as seat-based charter schools and independent study charter schools and online charter schools. Everyone's challenged right now because there are probably going to be some cutbacks and limitations on the amount of money available for certain things. So along those lines, I just want the board to feel comfortable that we do have people, our legislative support people, that are paying attention to these things. I just got off a call this morning bringing us right up to date on what's going on over there. One concrete example is that they were able to work together and put together a letter and get it to the right people in the governor's staff that kind of points out we want to make sure that when they start, if and when the legislature goes back into session, they're talking about doing it May 4th, but that may slide a bit. But when they're back in session, they're going to basically be dealing with a lot of money bills, a lot of budgetary issues. And we wanted to make sure that they realize that we have fluctuating ADA and we have fluctuating enrollment, and so we have to have that addressed when the discussions come up. So we're working to get a seat at the table when these things are discussed on behalf of the school, and we want to make sure that that happens. One interesting bill that's not we were told they're not going to be paying attention to too many bills other than this crisis right now, but Assemblywoman Garcia has put a bill in to lay out some different requirements for enrichment activities. Some of those requirements, if the bill goes through, would involve this board.
Hello?
Yeah. I can still, I'm
hearing music.
Yeah. Someone put us on hold.
Oh.
Put us on hold. So, we can't press start.
We're on hold. The problem is we've all heard that song before. Vanessa, what do you recommend? Should everybody call back in?
Sorry, I feel like it's somebody from the office stuff our hold music.
Well, Vanessa, how can we address it by just calling in again?
It's Jeff Brown. Let me go over and see if it's Jeff Brown.
Oh, okay.
All right, I'll go look. Hold on.
I was about ready to end on a high note anyway, just saying that we're all set up to provide independent study anyway, and it's just possible we might actually be able to serve even more students when this is all done. That's the end of my legal report. Thank you, Bill.
That they will be paid through this time. It's a federal program, and Gita, our expert advisor.
Sorry. I thought the music stopped. It was just me screaming. I'm sorry. Our expert advisor can answer any questions that you may have about it.
Okay. No, Kate's here.
We can't hear you, nor could we hear Mike.
Okay, can you hear me? Can you hear me?
As long as you yell into the telephone, I think we can.
Okay, can you hear me?
Is it the band of the last one? Everybody heard that. The loan $675,470. Thank you. $45,000.
Who is the moderator, Bill? Who is the moderator for this call?
Well,
the moderator can stop the music.
Well, that's Vanessa.
Vanessa?
She's trying, I'm sure.
I don't know that I...
If you press star 9 and re-enter the moderator code.
I'm not familiar with the moderator.
Okay, thank you.
Okay.
Yeah, sorry.
So maybe if I might offer this, Michael. It sounds like we want to approve the application, and we've been approved for $645,470, right, Gita?
Correct.
Okay, how's that go, Mike?
That's fine.
Second ritual.
Thank you, everyone.